Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jesus just left Chicago, and he's back from New Orleans.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website's so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Cleta Mitchell, one of our favorite people, one of our heroes, a great American, an amazing attorney. Cleta, thanks. And by the way, as I like to tell you, she was my original guest back in 97. That makes her a long-suffering individual. Hey, Cleta, you are an attorney, and you are a conservative, like me, and you were asked to represent President Trump's administration and the Republicans, I guess, in Georgia after the election, maybe before, I can't remember. You can tell. I want you to tell the story, but I want you to tell them what you did in Georgia real quickly, but mostly tell us what happened to you because you represented President Trump and the Republicans in Georgia.
Well, I want to be very careful to not say I represent the Republicans in Georgia, because as far as I'm concerned, the Republican leadership in Georgia is morally bankrupt. So, except for the state party chairman, but none of the David Schaefer.
I meant the candidates, the two candidates.
Yeah, the president. Yeah. I got a call from Mark Meadows, who I've known for many years, who's fabulous, chief of staff to the president. He called me the morning after the election, asked me if I would go to Atlanta because he was worried about Georgia. Now, at the time, the president had a pretty good lead in the counting, but he was worried because it kept shrinking, kept changing. Anyway, so I went to Georgia. I was there. I literally spent between November 4th and January the 8th, doing nothing. It was all Georgia all the time. And I went down there. Now, mind you, I had, because of a conversation I'd had with the president, with Mark Meadows, in September, I had cleared the conflicts internally in my firm in case they had said they wanted me to. I told them they needed to be prepared for the post-election. I told them I thought that there was going to be a massive effort to steal the election from
your
him.
Your Washington law firm, where you've been for 20 years.
My Washington law firm.
Where you've been for 20 years. Go ahead.
20 years. I cleared the conflict internally.
Right.
Yes, I was a partner at the law firm of Foley & Lardner, and so I cleared the conflicts, got approval for that, but then I never heard back from the campaign to actually go ahead and engage me to start preparing for the post-election. And I didn't hear anything until the day after the election, and then I heard from Mark Meadows, and probably if anybody else had called me, I would have said, you're 2 months late. But because it was Mark Meadows and I love the president, I said, yes, I'd go help. So what we did in Georgia was we began to look at the publicly available data to see if we could identify were there illegal votes cast and counted and included in the certified results. And I want to say one simple declarative sentence that you're not allowed to say in public, so I'm saying it as loudly as I can. There are more votes, illegal votes, based on publicly available government records, there are more illegal votes included in the certified results from the 2020 presidential election in Georgia than the margin of victory between President Trump and Joe Biden. More illegal votes than the margin of victory. The margin is 11,779 votes. We had identified 33 categories of illegal votes that are counted, and in just 8 of those categories, we identified 27,915 illegal votes that are included. Okay, so we're working on that. We are trying to get no help from any of the elected officials. The Secretary of State of Georgia, Brad Raffensperger, is a pathological liar. And he was more interested in his PR than in
I want to make sure that we get to what happened to you because of your position.
So
you're on the record now on the show with which you already have been before on how you think about how things turned out down there. But what were the repercussions to you from all that?
Well, when it came down to, you remember that right after the election, the anti-Trump forces, the Lincoln Project, and all started trolling big law firms and saying, do not represent the president, do not represent the campaign. And so I was a volunteer, and when the and my firm decided they wanted me just to stay as a volunteer and not get paid. Okay, all right. So when it became known publicly in January the 2nd or 3rd, the Washington Post did an article about a phone call that I was on with the president and the Secretary of State of Georgia, and they ran this story, and within a nanosecond, I started getting calls and emails from people I never heard of, and they started attacking me for representing the president, and they said, you know, we're trying to overturn the results of the election. We were just trying to get the truth out.
Even though everything you were doing was within the Constitution and within the law.
Within
your rights as a citizen. What did your law firm do with all this?
What happened was that, you know, they started, these left-wing groups started hammering my law firm, there were people I didn't even know, none of us knew, they started posting the names of our big clients on Twitter.
Canceled.
And so,
this is the cancel project.
Demanding that these clients fire my law firm unless my law firm fired me.
Yeah.
And so we had to shut down. Our law firm has offices all over the country. All of our switchboards had to be shut down. This all started on a Sunday afternoon. We had to shut down our switchboards all day Monday and Tuesday. And, you know, finally, I'm watching it.
Cleta, I got to go to a break here. You got fired. Basically, you got canceled.
I didn't get fired.
I know, you got canceled. You resigned.
I decided to resign. I did, because I didn't want them to clarify.
Her lifelong career, 20-year partnership with a major law firm, got canceled because she demonstrated her constitutional rights to free speech and to be around whoever she wanted to be around. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.